The Senate map that the redistricting committee came up with is a disaster for the state of Utah.
That's how Utah Democratic Party Chairman Jim DeBacchus sums up the map that was passed unanimously last week by the Legislative Redistricting Committee. DeBacchus says the map reeks of gerrymandering, and he wants the public to know.
In Ogden, you have two senators who live within 6 miles of each other. So Stuart Reed and Christensen. But they have to come up with over 90,000 people. So that means they have to make up a district that includes downtown Ogden, and it goes all the way to Kimball Junction, where those retail outlet malls are. That's one district.
That's not all DeBacchus is upset about. Bringing up a narrow peninsula, he says, was conveniently drawn into Tooele County by Republicans sitting on the redistricting committee. But one committee member, Republican Senator Stuart Reed, has his own point of view about what's happening in Ogden. And he says it's not gerrymandering.
I had real interest in having as many senators as possible helping to represent Ogden. And so the way it's now drawn, there are three senators that have a portion of Ogden, which, if anybody understands how the legislative process works, that's a real advantage for Ogden.
Democratic Senator Ben McAdams of Salt Lake City, who also sits on the redistricting committee, says although he voted in favor of the map, he still has concerns and hopes some modifications are made before the October 3rd special session.
There's some things that concern me. If maps are being drawn in a way that elected officials are choosing their voters and choosing voters who they think will guarantee a certain outcome in the election, that's problematic. So there are problems, I think, in some of these maps, and I know that questions have been raised, and I think we can do a better job.
In its final meeting, lawmakers on the redistricting committee will choose a map for the state's four congressional districts to present to the legislature during the special session. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.